next guest is our first guest from Space Happens, which you can find postcards for outside. It's a web series that I'm sure they will talk more about and tell us some cool facts about. Next up, we have Deborah Kraft.
Stuck in a corner. Sorry about that. I'm going to use the music stand here because I'm a reciter, not an impromptu storyteller. Okay, so in thinking about the topic for this evening's little stories, had a hard time coming up with anything because I have a mind like a steel sieve. I don't hold on to secrets, anything except spoilers for Space Happens, which I will not tell you about because I've signed an NDA. But there is one secret that I can share with you, and tonight, then, I'm going to tell you what no one else in the world knows. It's the longest-held secret I've ever had, secret of four-year-old Deborah. So let me set the scene. Beautiful summer day, birds chirping, blue sky, puffy clouds, no school, perfect. Go outside and play, Mom says. So my brother, sister, and I happily oblige. Matt, Becky, and I zip to the backyard to play. I'm toddling around after them. They swung on the swing set, played Time Machine in the blackberry bush, and made stew in the rainwater trapped in a tractor tire pseudo sandbox. Yeah. I stood beside the swing set, too slow to secure a swing of my own, got stuck behind the blackberry bush, and was therefore too late to the old tire, arriving just as they grew tired of that game. Hey, let's play in the log pile. Now, the log pile was, creatively enough, a pile of logs. It's a pile of logs I had already been told by my mother, nonetheless, that I was not to play in until I got older. You younger kids know how that feels when you hear that. Not until you're older. So I ask you now to put yourself in my shoes. Already, on this most glorious of summer days, I've been forced to bear witness to the fun my brother and sister were reveling in. To bear witness to, but not to participate in. I was too slow, too little, too young to join them. But at that age, all I could understand was that Matt and Becky weren't letting me play with them. And now the log pile? Glorious Mount Log? Which I would one day scale as a mountain master, dodging lava all the way to save the princess or something. I wasn't even aware they had permission to play in the log pile, so the injustice was just too much to bear. Mom! Matt and Becky are playing in the log pile! I slammed my way through the side door into the kitchen. That's okay, sweetie, they can do that. But they won't let me play with them. Well, then you'll have to find something else to do. Oh. Her betrayal washed over me like a greasy fog. I flung myself back outside to confront my siblings, rounding the garage, my feet fueled by fury. I was stopped dead in my tracks. Heartbroken and struck dumb, I gazed upon the biggest treachery I had yet to experience. Matt and Becky had completely dismantled Mount Log. Logs lay strewn about the backyard like so many tater tots on a baking sheet. Stunned to silence, I turned on my heel and ran to the front yard. I'd never felt so defeated, so disappointed. I sat there in the front yard, comforted by the fact that surely they would soon start to feel guilty. In my mind, they would come racing around the house full of tears and apologies for their crass disregard of my feelings. They would find me dead under the maple tree, dead from neglect. I was four, their wails of sorrow resurrecting me in some small degree, but then followed by abject apologies. It would be perfect. An eternity seemed to pass, for I finally gave up that tactic to appeal to them again in person. So I ran to the backyard, only to be stopped dead in my tracks again. I gaped. I actually gaped. What I expected to be the scattered remains of Mount Log instead proved to be the coolest log fort ever. I mean, holy shit, it was awesome. It had a door. A door. There were levels. I mean, there were separate rooms. It was just this even today, I'm in awe of the engineering masterpiece put together by my own kin. I mean, it was just going to be awesome. So I hurried to the door, which was just the metal thing off the grill, you know. And I open it, I'm peering inside. Oh my God, best day ever starts right now. Matt, my brother, hunched inside, he spins on me. Go away, Debbie. You can't come in here. This is for us. You're not allowed. You're too little, Debbie, said my sister. I felt my heart break again. I felt the rage start to bubble up. I may have seen red or green, whatever color. I saw it. No, I didn't pass out or anything, but literally the next thing I remember, it was later in the afternoon, and I found myself once again in the now deserted backyard. I'm creeping up toward Fort Log. I open the grill door, checking around me, hidden adversaries. I scoot in on my hands and knees. I crawled into the tiny front room, and then into the tinier back room. Oh, I was going to have so much fun in this forbidden fort. No one could stop me now. Pick up a stick, and I push the dirt, and I poke at a wall, and then I poke at the door, and thunk, it fell. This is when it hit me. They had had fun without me. They'd destroyed Mount Log and kicked me out of Fort Log. The only natural next step was for me to ruin their fun the way they had ruined mine. I was going to destroy Fort Log. So I crawled out of the fort, kicked at one of the supports near the doorway. As it tumbled inside this paragon of youthful engineering, it took a piece of the ceiling with it, like a giant Jenga game. Each kick and tug created a domino effect of destruction, and before long, Fort Log was nothing more than Log Mound. What my brother and sister had spent the entire morning building, they would never again be able to play in. I had my revenge. I had been vindicated, and I felt ashamed. Oh, the shame was just instantaneous. It was nauseating. They could never know. They could never know it was me who ruined their fun. No one had seen me commit the final act of destruction, and all I had to do was keep my mouth shut. No one could ever know. And so it came about that my closest held secret was born. I destroyed Fort Log in a fit of jealousy and rage. For 32 years, my lips have been sealed. Until now. Matt, Becky, if you're listening, it was me. I did it. I'm sorry. But if you really think about it, it's all your fault. Sorry.
Guys. And also another note on Space Happens, it's too late to back their Kickstarter, which you totally should have, but it's not too late to watch it. They're just starting filming now, so keep an eye out. I'm sure that we'll be posting to all of our social media as soon as you guys start posting episodes, so yeah, keep us updated.